So it stopped raining, it turned cold again.
Yeah.
I can't understand this weather. Whew. I gotta love this weather. It keeps us on our toes. Not blue yet. I have Sam Cameron Holmes. No. No, sir.
Start saying, I'm ready for my close up, Mr. Dino. Mm-hmm.
What's your job? 46?
Yeah. Hasn't kicked on yet. Come on, baby, you got some more juice left.
I trust him now. Everything is in this page. I don't know.
He does good coffee, but it's audio.
Boys, we don't want to have any bloodshed or anything. We spoke about that in Yuma, right? You know, you can't push running up the couch. Good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf 46, daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We left off at the period about one line down, so Amar Rebbe Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara. Okay, so here we go. Amar Rebbe Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara. Plenty of time today. We'll probably start the next mission also, just to start it for the next parak, because it's a shortened daf. Amar Rebbe Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara. Omer Haya Rebbe Meir Evare Ola Sheni Tosru Osa Lehen Maracha Bifnei Atzma V'Sodron. So the Gemara says that whenever there were leftover Avarim, there were leftover limbs from Korbanos from the night before that were not yet taken care of, burned up properly, etc., etc. So the Gemara says that they were Nitoser. So Osa Lehen Maracha Bifnei Atzma, we mentioned this a little bit yesterday, you make for them their own fire, their own Maracha, special Maracha for them, V'Sodron Aleha, and you set them up on there and you burn them there. Okay, and now Bar Kapara adds via filu b'Shabbos. This is his chiddush. This is his halacha, which we're going to talk about for a good portion of today. Via filu b'Shabbos, you even set up this this fire, this new fire for these evarim that were not yet taken care of, that were left over from erev Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos. So you can even set that up b'Shabbos to burn them. Okay, so these. So what he's telling you is that Hakravas Evarim is Docha Es HaShabbos. Okay, fine. Sounds pretty normal. just one more thing. The Pasuk tells us, Lo Sivaru Esh B'chol Mosh Vosechem. It says, you shall not have a fire in all of your dwellings. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav says, okay, Mosh Vosechem. Aval B'beis HaMikdash It's Mutter. Right, so the Gemara already discusses this, and we've seen this idea. We know that the Korban Tamid is hukrav even b'Shabbos. So let's see. So the Gemara is going to ask, "My kamashmalan?" Okay, that's obvious. Wonderful. We know that Tanina, right? It's a brisa. We already learned on Daf Mem Gimel. Bechol yom hayu sham arba marachos divrei b'meir. Now let me just emphasize it. Bechol yom, right? So what's the implication is even b'Shabbos, right? So the Gemara says. Amar Rebbe Oven. So the Gemara is answering now. So the Gemara is assuming that B'chol Yom means even B'Shabbos, and therefore that's a Kashan Bar Kapara. Gemara answers, no, Amar Rebbe Oven, Lo Nitzricha Ella Lipsulin. That Rebbe Meir is coming to tell us, even meaning what Bar Kapara is telling us in the name of Rebbe Meir, is that even a varim that are psulim, that it's normally usur to be makriv them, but if they were already waiting on the mizbeach, and it, like we said, they were shechted, and there was a backlog, sort of, and they had not yet been burned, so we still will make a maracha bifnei atzma, we'll make their own fire for them, and we will burn them even on Shabbos. So that's the answer, that's what he's coming to teach us. Okay, you're right, he understood the idea of Shabbos, but he meant psulim even, or hukrav on Shabbos. Okay. So he continues, V'dafka shemashla behen ha'or. Has to be that some of the fire of the Mizbeach had already touched them. They already have to be considered burnt. Ava lo mashla behen ha'or, lo. But if they were not at all touched by the fire of the Mizbeach throughout the night, halacha is no. No, you'll put them on the Maracha Gedola, the regular large fire that takes up the largest area of the top platform of the Mizbeach there. It's usually on the, it is on the right corner there, the southeastern corner, if I'm correct. But anyways, so you'll put them there, but you're not going to make a maracha bifnei atzma. Okay, Ika de Amri, Echad Ksheirin ve'Echad Psulin. So another tradition of how Rev Oven explained. So now he says, whether they're kosher limbs or pusel, e mashla ben ba'or in v'e lolo. So the Lishna Achrini is saying it's not only that he's coming to teach us the idea of psulin, that you can be that you can offer a varm that are pusel. He's coming to teach us the idea of specifically mashla ben esor. They need to be touched by fire. They need to be already somewhat burned. In the first lashon, he was more telling us the idea of psulim. And mashla behen esor was sort of a clarification of that. In this lashon, it's kosher or pasul, doesn't matter what the limbs are, the avarim, but the main idea, the crux of his idea is mashla behen esor if they've been touched by the fire. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go back to the idea of the afilu b'shabbos. So we're not done yet. So the afilu b'shabbos, tanina, again a brisa, v'hayom said in the Mishnah. In general, there are arba marachos v'hayom chamesh, and today there was five. So the Gemara says, again, it's a kasha. It sounds like they would even make it on Yom HaKippurim, and Yom HaKippurim, the halacha is like Shabbos, right? Yom HaKippurim is called like Shabbos, right? So the Gemara is saying, meaning when you have the Mishnah that says v'hayom chamesh, hayom chamesh, that means on Yom HaKippurim, they would make a special fire. Everybody agreed there was an extra. The question was 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5. But right, we're making a special fire on Yom HaKippurim, right? So the Gemara says, then you have no more question about Shabbos. So then obviously Shabbos, because Yom HaKippurim, the halacha dino kishabbos. So the Gemara answers again, no, maybe not. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, itzterich. No, I'll tell you why he needed to tell us specifically v'afilu b'shabbos, even though we know that you were allowed to make this extra fire on Yom Kippur, because it's not clear why. Salkadai techamina, I would have thought, hani mili, that the words of Rebbe Meir, that when it says you make five fires and you make its own fire on Yom HaKippurim, which is what Rebbe Meir said in the Mishnah, what I have thought, heicha dechal Yom HaKippurim lihiyos achar HaShabbos, when Yom HaKippurim fell on a Sunday, when Yom HaKippurim would have fallen on a Sunday, which is directly after Shabbos. So what I would have thought, I would have said, okay, you make a new fire for these leftover limbs from Shabbos, because now it's Yom Kippur Sunday. The Chelve Shabbos, because the Evarim that are left over, Kravim be Yom HaKippurim. Chelve Shabbos, the things that were left over from Shabbos can be Hukrav on Yom HaKippurim. Meaning Yom HaKippurim Shechel Achar Shabbos, meaning Yom HaKippurim that falls on a Sunday, because it's piggybacking off of Shabbos, I can now offer those things. So I would have said, okay, make a maracha bifnei atzma, only if Yom HaKippurim would have fell on a Sunday. But what about weekday? Let's see. Okay, aval be'emtza Shabbos, but if Yom HaKippurim would have fallen on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, lo. I would have said, no. I would have said that since it's not connected one to the other, therefore says the Gemara kamash malan, Bar Kapar comes to tell us, afilu b'Shabbos, that don't say like this, that even on Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim, you make an extra maracha to the Evari HaKorbanos, which were not yet burned, and even if they were brought on Chol, even if they were brought on weekday. Okay? We would have had that false Havamina to assume. You're only allowed to do it if Yom Kippur falls directly after Shabbos, which is sort of like piggybacking off of Shabbos. But if it was a weekday type of Yom Kippur, we would have never thought that. Okay. Amar Rava. Man hai delo chayesh l'kimcha. This is sort of a funny expression. it means like, who is the one who's not worried about grinding flour or shooting off extra powder? Sorry, how does art school say this one? This is sort of like a not such a nice thing to say to somebody else. Sorry?
He doesn't care about what he grinds.
Right, he doesn't care about what he grinds, meaning he's sort of, I don't want to say shooting his mouth off. It's not a nice expression. But, you know, he's
statements without regard to their value.
Right, I mean, you know, some of the barbers say, "Hu omer davar she'ein bo mamish," which isn't the nicest way to say it in Hebrew. It means, you know, he's saying something that doesn't have so much substance. Okay, but let's see. So what the Gemara is going to attack is, the Gemara is going to say, what do you mean? Ha b'chol yom tanan. So the Gemara answers kasha. Again, meaning you don't need a whole limud. It says b'chol yom. So b'chol yom means af b'shabbos, meaning the Gemara originally tried with this kasha, and now the Gemara is saying we can't get off of it. It says b'chol yom. B'chol yom means afilu b'shabbos, right? B'yom hashmini yimol b'sor arlaso, says the Gemara. B'yom hashmini afilu b'shabbos, right? I mean, that's the common drasha. That's what we do. So if it says b'chol yom, it obviously means afilu b'shabbos. That's, you know, that's any drasha that we have. I just told you the one about bris milah. So the Gemara says, you don't need this whole fancy limud from Bar Kapara. Itzricha, Sakatai, Techamina, I would have thought this and that, and maybe Yom Kippur, but I would have thought a weekday Yom Kippur. What do you mean? It says B'chol Yom. B'chol Yom means Afilu B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says Kasha. Correct. It's a Kasha. We don't have an answer for that. Upligi de Rav Huna. Rav Huna is Cholik on Bar Kapara, that he says that, Husay, that Evarim of Korbanos on the weekday that are left over on Shabbos are brought on Shabbos. Because Rav Huna distinguishes between the Tchila and the Sof. The Tchila and the Sof means the Shechita of the Korban, the slaughtering, the Shechting, if you will, and the Zrika, and then the burning. Okay, because there's really two aspects. You know, so he's going to distinguish and say, we'll see this in a second, that he believes that the Iker Kapara, the primary atonement for a person comes when you shech and sprinkle. The burning is, I don't want to say an outgrowth, but it's what has to be done. But again, once we, the Balabayas, right, I bring my little Korban Ola to the Kohanim, and they say, okay, thank you, Mr. Bander, you know, we'll take over from here now. So I'm out of it, right? You know, they shecht it and it's over. I mean, I'm a Yisrael. I can't do anything. So he understands that the Iker, the primary Kapara, is going to be at the Shashchita and the Zrika. So let's see that distinction. So Rav Huna disagrees with that which Bar Kapara and Rav were saying. The Amar Tchilasa, the beginning stages of a korban, which is the Shechita and the Zrika, Doche Es HaShabbos, they are Doche. Visofo, okay, which means offering the limbs that were left over, etc., etc., Eino Doche. Okay, that, and that means even for a korban tamid, whatever we're talking about, if they're left over, you do not offer them on Shabbos. Okay? Gufa. Amar Rav Huna. Tamid tchilaso doche sofo eino doche. Again, the beginning stages of the korban will be doche, but when it's left over in this type of more bidyeved type situation, sort of not a great situation, when there was a backlog, you cannot burn them on Shabbos. Okay? So the Gemara says, my eino doche. What does it mean? What does it mean, sofo eino doche? So the Gemara says, Rav Chista Amar, that, what does he mean? Doche es a Shabbos, the Eino Doche es a Tuma. So now we have a discussion here. Is it talking about Shabbos or Tuma? Because he just said the words Eino Doche. You see, because when we had the Gufa, I apologize. Let me just say it one more time. It said, Tamid Tchiloso Dofe, Doche, Sofo Eino Doche. But it didn't say, like, we're talking about Shabbos, right? You see this new Gufa, this new little brisa or maimra of Rav Huna, it didn't add the word Shabbos or not. So we're not sure. So it was sort of left open for interpretation. So now the Gemara is going to say that they're actually having a discussion. Rav Chista and Rabba are going to have a machlokas. What did he really mean? And they're going to say that they were talking either about Shabbos or Tuma. Okay, let's see now. Let me read that one more time. Rav Chista Amar Doche Es HaShabbos, that what Rav Huna was saying was that the Tchila can be Docha the Shabbos, which means you can Shecht and be Zorek a Korban on Shabbos. That's no problem because that's the initial stages, of killing an animal. But Ve'eno Docha Esatuma, no. But let's say that the Korban becomes Tame, so you cannot be Makriv the rest of the Korban Betuma. And because he believes that the Emurim, the limbs and the insides of a korban tamid cannot be karev betuma. Now the question is, even though every korban that's kavua can be brought betuma, he says that's only assuming for zrikas adam, but not the limbs and the fats cannot be brought betuma. Okay, that's his understanding. So let's see Rabbah. Rabbah Amar the opposite. Docha es hatuma. Because again, this idea, it's a korban tamid. It's an established korban, which the Gemara discusses elsewhere. The Gemara is going to talk about it on Daf Nun here in Maseches Yuma. Any korban that is an established korban can be brought even in the state of Tuma. So Rabbah says, Docha esatuma, that even if the limbs or whatever were left over until nightfall, they can be brought to Tuma. Ve'eno docha es Shabbos. Nope. But the Evarim of a Korban Tamid that are left over cannot be brought on Shabbos. They're not Doches or Shabbos. Okay? But let's see. We're going to ask on that question, what do you mean it should be Afilu B'Shabbos? So let's see. And it also should be Afilu Betuma, right? Because we say by a Korban Tamid, it's brought even Betuma. So we're going to ask Kashas on both of them. So Amar Le Abaye. So Abaye Le Rabbah. So Abaye weighs in on Rabbah, and he says the following. L'didach Kasha U'L'Rav Chista Kasha. It's difficult on you, and it's difficult on Rav Chista. Both of you who interpreted the words of Rav Huna when we said Gufa Amar Rav Huna, I don't understand either of you. So let's see. L'didach kasha maishna tuma dichsiv b'moado. It says tishmuru lahakriv lo b'moado. Moado in its appointed time, in its proper time. What does that mean? Afilu bituma. That means even in a state of impurity, even when the korban is tameh. Shabbos nami b'moado. It also says b'moado. So therefore, v'afilu b'Shabbos. And now, obviously, the same kasha is on Rav Chista. Rav Chista maishna Shabbos dichziv b'moado. Rav Chista says, no, Shabbos, I don't agree. I'm sorry. Rav Chista said Shabbos, I do agree with. You can do it on Shabbos, but not Tuma. Tuma nami b'moado v'afilu b'tuma. When it says in its appointed time, it should mean either Shabbos or Tame. It really makes no difference. Okay? So Amar Le. So now, he responds back to Abaye, and he says, Lo l'didi kasha v'lo l'rav chista kasha. No, I will answer for myself, and I will also answer and defend the honor of Rav Chista. Says the Gemara. L'didi lo kasha sofo kitchilaso. That the end is like the beginning. What does that mean? So therefore, he says, Tuma ditchilaso bar midchi tumahu, that when you shecht and you sprinkle the blood, the din is that it should be doche tuma. So he says, sofo nami dachi. So therefore, the hakrava of the evarim should also be doche the tuma. And that's specifically by tuma. What about Shabbos? Shabbos. The Tchilaso Lav Bar Midchi Shabbos Hu. Okay, he says the original stages are not Doche Shabbos because he says that the understanding is that this Tumid was supposed to be Shechted on Erev Shabbos Bein Ha'arbayim, and therefore, since it didn't get Shechted properly, says Rashi, Sharedam Shalo Nizrak Ad Shkia Sachama Nifsol Ve'ein Zorkin Oso Ala Mizbeach. You're not going to sprinkle it on the Mizbeach anyways. V'chein evarav enam kravim ala Mizbeach b'Shabbos. Okay? So, sofo nami lo dachi. So, therefore, I say that in the end, you should not do anything with Shabbos with this korban. Okay? That's according to him. Ulrav chista nami lo kasha. Sofo kitchilaso leisle. He does not hold of this idea of sofo kitchilaso, that the end needs to be like the beginning. That the taking care of the limbs is dependent on how you took care of the shechita and the zrika, the initial stages of the korban. So he says he has a different distinction. This is a famous discussion. Shabbos tehutrahi b'tzibor. Remember, we say that there's two ways when we talk about a tzibor of Klal Yisrael. Something is either called a dechuya or hutra. The difference is very simple. Dechuya means you're pushing something off, right? If it's Shabbos, it's a machlokes, and how to understand Shabbos when it comes to a cholish, a yesh bo sakana, rachman letzlan. Is Shabbos called Dechuya, which means it's Shabbos, but the halach is cholish, yesh bo sakana, violate Shabbos, and I drive, and therefore, although it's obviously allowed, it's still considered Shabbos, but I've only pushed off for like the, you know, exactly the areas where I need to be careful in, but it's still Shabbos. Hutra means it's Tuesday, meaning when we have a cholesh yesh bo sakana, the halacha tells us, treat Shabbos as if it's Tuesday. Do whatever you have to do. Okay, it's totally taken off. Hutar means it's like removed or sort of not like butl, but almost like nullified. And dechuya means it's still there, it's just pushed to the side. Okay? So he says, when there's a korban sibor and there's a state of tuma, so he says, Shabbos to hutra hibit sibor. But Shabbos, when we offer korbanos, it's considered that it's not a problem. Therefore, we are allowed to do whatever quote-unquote isurim there are in shechting and offering and slaughtering and sprinkling korbanos, because we say Shabbos does not apply to Beis HaMikdash in regards to korbanos. Okay, it's hutra. It does not exist. Kohanim act like they do on any other day. Okay, so therefore, sofo nami dachi. So therefore, the ending stages, because Shabbos is pushed, is totally gone. It's hutar. So therefore, when you have leftover limbs and fats, of course you could burn them, because it's Tuesday, right? That's how we view it. That's the halachic way to view it. It's either Tuesday or it's Shabbos, but it's just pushed to the side. Okay? But now what about Tuma? Tuma, didechuya hi b'tzibur. One second. That's only if we really need to, or there's some type of maybe Korban Pesach. There's some specific instance where it's dechuya. It really needs to be done. Tchilaso, de'ikr kapara dachi, sofo de'lav ikr kapara lo dachi. So there's his distinction. He says, no, one second. The shechting and the zrika, that's the primary kapara that comes from a korban. The rest of it, it's what the Kohanim do. They burn, right? Like I said, you know, they say, thank you for the animal. We'll see you later. You know, we'll take it over from here. So he says that does not violate... For that, we cannot violate that level of tuma because it's not the primary kapara. Okay? All right. So now we get back to the Kohen Gadol. We get back to the Kohen Gadol, who's got the shovel. He's going to scoop the handfuls of the ketores now for Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara wants to know, this pasuk that we spent so much time talking about yesterday, Eish tamid tukad al hamizbeach lo sichbeh, right? This pasuk that we said, we see it in shul sometimes. On the Aron Kodesh or whatever, and the idea of the Ner Tamid, there should always be a fire burning on the Mizbeach. Lo Sichbe, you can't put it out. So the Gemara says that there's actually a Lo Sase, literally a lav of extinguishing the fire of the Mizbeach, you know, and a person would probably get Malkus for that. So the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to know that what about the fire that you take from the Mizbeach Achitzon for the Hadlakas HaMenorah, which is done in the Heichal, and for the Ketores that the Kohen Gadol does, his own private Ketores, which is Lifnai V'Lifnim on Yom HaKippurim, is there an Isser if you would extinguish the fire for those also? So let's see. So Itmar, so we're going to see it's a Machlokas, as usual. HaMechabe Eish Machte Menorah. So let's say that somebody who is getting coals from the Mizbech HaChitzon for the Machteh, for the Shovel, and he's also taking hot coals for the fire of the menorah, and he accidentally extinguishes. Okay? So let's see. Abaye Omar Chayev, your Chayev Malkus, because you were over on the lav of Kivoy Eish HaMizbeach, the Rava Omar Pater. Okay, let's see the Machlokes. So now the Gemara clarifies. Dekavya birosho shel mizbeach. If a person would to extinguish the fire of the mizbeach achitzon on top of the mizbeach when you're on the top platform over there, kule almalo pligi dechayev. Everybody would agree, Abaye or Rava, everybody would say that you're chayev malchus for that. Okay, so that's obvious. Where is the machlokes? Ki pligi deachte aara vekavye. When you're taking the gecholim, when you're taking the hot coals from the Mizbeach and you're putting them on the Ritzpa of the Azara when he puts it on the Roved Harevi, that fourth step. So the Gemara wants to know, in that process, if you extinguish, is that a problem? Why does that make a distinction? Let's see. Abaye Omar Chayev, that even though there's no Eish on the Mizbeach, so he says, you're Chayev because Eish HaMizbeachu, it's considered a kiboy. Rava Amar Pater Kaven Denitka, once you take the fire from the Mizbeach and you bring it down to the ground, Nitka, it has no more Shaychas to the Mizbeach. Right? You understand? Meaning he's assuming once you move that fire, you move it down to the ground, it is no longer considered the fire of the Mizbeach. It's now, I guess, the fire of the ground. Right? And there's no issur of getting rid of fire of the ground because there is no such thing as fire of the ground. But according to the first opinion, Abaye, no, it's even if you move it, it's still considered Eish HaMizbeachu. Okay? So now the Gemara says, let's see how we can work this halacha out, and let's explain it. Elohada Amar Rav Nachman. Elohada Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Hamorid Gacheles Me'al Gabe HaMizbeach Vekiba. Chayev. Kiman. So the Gemara says, a person who takes coals from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, he's taking those burning hot coals, and in doing that, he extinguishes the fire. Okay, Vekiba, he extinguishes. We're on Daf 46b, guys. Daf Memvav Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, he is Chayev. Kiman. So the Gemara wants to know, who is that like? So we would say, Ke Abaye, right? Abaye, Amar, Chayev. Rava said Pater. So the Gemara is going to say, wait one second, Afilu Tema Ke Rava. You could even say it's Rava. Now, one second, Rava said Pater, though. So how could Rava agree with this other Brisa that we brought up that says Chayev? Says the Gemara, Hasam, in the case of Rabba Baravua, meaning in this new Brisa, that the Eish that we're talking about, that you took from the Mizbeach and you brought it down to the floor, lo intik l'mitzvasa. It wasn't taken out for a specific mitzvah, right? Let's say I'm not sure why the person would do that, but the person was just sort of taking out the coals. Maybe he was trying to stir the coals, right? You know, when you stir the coals, sometimes you have to move the top, bottom, move them around. And let's say he did a maisa kiboy, an act of extinguishing in doing that, okay? But hacha intik l'mitzvasa, since you extinguish for the mitzvah, even it sounds like even Rava would agree. Okay? Even Rava would agree that you're not going to be chayav in such a case. Ika de Amri, okay, another way of understanding the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. De achte a'ara v'kavye. When you take the machte, the shovel, with the coals, and you bring it down to the ground, okay, extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. The Kule Alma lo pligi, everybody would agree to putter. Because again, in this understanding, nobody's having a discussion of whether when you move it to the ground, it's still called the fire of the Mizbeach. In this Lishna Acharini, this other way, this other tradition of understanding Abaye and Rava, everybody agrees when you move it to the ground, it's called the fire of the ground. It's no longer Eish HaMizbeach, and therefore the Pasuk of lo sichbe does not apply. Okay, so where's the machlokas? Where do Abaye and Rava come in? So ki pligi de kavye berosho shel mizbeach. And here it's the opposite, because berosho shel mizbeach in the other case was obvious. That was everybody agreed chayev. When you extinguish while it's on top of the mizbeach, Abaye amar chayev, eish mizbeachu. Rava amar pater kaven de nitka, nitka. Since you took it off, even though you're still on the area called the rosh hamizbeach, but you then took the fire and put it to the ground, and then it extinguished. So he says, since it moved, even though you're in the area of the upper part of the Mizbeach, it's nitka, it's been removed, it's therefore called the fire of the ground, not a problem of extinguishing, and therefore you're not chayef. Elohad Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. So now the Gemara explains, again with the same brisa, Hamorid Gacheles Me'al Gabi HaMizbeach V'Kiba Chayev Kiman. So the same brisa in the name of Rabba Baravua, it says a person who takes off a gecheles from the mizbeach, takes off a hot coal, and he extinguishes, he's chayev. Who does that come out like? Lo ka Abaye v'lo ka Rava. Doesn't come out like Abaye, doesn't come out like Rava in this understanding. So the Gemara says, no, it's possible that both Abaye and Rava will agree to this. Hasam, in the case of Rabba Baravua, we say you're chayev because lo intik limitzvasa. Because, again, you didn't take the call for a mitzvah. You were just sort of, person was just stirring the coals for, I don't know, making sure that they were okay or goofing around. Obviously, that's hard to believe. Hacha intik lemitzvasa. But here in such a case of Abai and Rava, the person took off the fire for the mitzvah of the ktores or hadlokas hamenorah. So in such a case, it's no longer considered eshem izbeach, and you're not chayev on kiboy hadron alach darf bekalpi. Okay, so do you guys want to do the Mishnah or what do you suggest? Do the Mishnah? No.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's just do the Mishnah. It's very short, very short. Plenty of time. Okay, so now, but anybody has to leave, feel free to leave. Anyways, so the Mishnah told us earlier that the Kohen Gadol is chote b'machte gecholim mizbech hachitzon. He takes hot coals for his shovel from the mizbech hachitzon, and he places that hot shovel on the roved harevi, the fourth step of the ritzpah of the azara, and that's going to be ready for him to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be machtir the ketores, which is what we've been talking about, that special, unique ketores of lifnai v'lifnim, which only happens on Yom Kippurim, which normally does not happen, okay? Now the Mishnah is going to talk about the Avodas HaKadoshim and getting ready to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Hotziu Lo, they took out for him, for the Kohen Gadol, there's a special area called the Lishkas HaKalim. The Ravid says, the Ravid on the Rambam, the Ravid the Bala Sagas, I only say that because there's a few Ravids, but the Ravid, the one who writes on the Rambam, on the Mishtar, he says he doesn't know where this room was in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not really specifically. He says that the Beis HaMikdash had about 18 to 36 extra rooms around, so he thinks it was in one of them, but it's machlokas what exactly this room was, but it was a room where they guarded the Kalim, Lishkas HaKalim, okay? So Hotzilo Es HaKaf Ves HaMachta, took out the spoon and the shovel for the ketores, and then it says chifein melo chafnav v'nasan l'soch hakaf. Then the Kohen Gadol dug his hands in from the ketores, and he put that whatever his hands could hold into the kaf, into the spoon. Hagadol l'fi gadlo, if he put a lot in there, that's because he had bigger hands, or he just happened to have grabbed more. Hakatan l'fi katno, and smaller if he grabbed smaller. V'kach hayasa midasa. And the Gemara is going to explain what this expression means, and this was its measurement. Natal es hamachta, then he takes the shovel, biyamino, es hakaf, bismolo, and the spoon in his left hand, and that's the end of the Mishnah. Have a good day, everyone.